This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's right. It is the WIP Morning Show. Not Joe DiCamera. It's John Ritchie, James Seltzer, another No Joe Day. Better than a snow day. Devin Caney in for Rhea as well. Lot to get into today. We will get into where in the world is Joe DiCamera, as that is a big question mark for all of us. A big weekend of Phillies. How about those Phils, baby? How about
it? It's real, Jimmy. It's real.
2-3 from the Dodgers, 3 straight series, 7-8 overall. How about that?
You know what else was real? Back in the 1700s, George Washington believed in giants. George Washington and everyone else
How
in the world.
This? How is that,
that matter,
verified?
Because
sound like Joe DiCamera over there.
Because they found these huge femurs, and they were from dinosaurs.
Sure. Okay.
They didn't know they were from dinosaurs. They thought they belonged to giant human beings in the 1700s. In the worldwide, people thought that there was a race of giant human beings that existed before us. They didn't realize that those bones were from dinosaurs.
Wow.
That is kind of crazy to think about. George Washington didn't know dinosaurs existed.
Well, it's
200, whatever, 50 years ago.
I mean, if you just found like the femurs and stuff, or not finding the head or the facial bones or whatever, I get it, I guess, right? If you don't know any better.
I guess.
All right.
You've been telling stories about giants for millennia.
That's a good one. Not too bad. You know who else is a giant? Trey Turner, because he's back. The Phils are back. How about it?
Trey is back.
A lot to get into today. We'll get into the Trey Turner thing, the Cody Clemens thing, the baseball the Phils have been playing. Obviously, it wasn't a perfect.
How about Rob Thompson?
Rob Thompson getting tossed.
Is angry.
Showing some fire.
Yes.
I didn't know he had that in him.
Thank you. That was good.
Some great audio surrounding that. Our buddy Larry Anderson was not happy. He was on Rob Thompson's side. So much to get into today. But Richie, you know, prior to the weekend, you know, outside of talking a lot about love on Friday, we talked.
Did your son make it to South Korea?
By the way.
good question. Your son, I'm assuming he's fine in South Korea.
He's not.
What?
He's
wow.
Not.
I guess it was a better question I expected. What happened?
By the way, after the show, I talked to him and he shoehorned in an I love you, Dad.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow, it was really validating.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
He's in San Francisco. They never got there.
What
happened?
I don't know the details.
Oh, man.
He was traveling with classmates, you know, like his friends, and it didn't happen. Like, whatever, they were at the airport in San Francisco about to take off. They did not take off. They have been in San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
Still in San Francisco.
When are they going to Korea?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he knows.
So they're staying in San Francisco.
Well, we have family out in San Francisco.
Okay.
From my ex-wife's family. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he has
Thank
some.
Thank goodness. That's good.
He had a place to go that was beautiful. And so we're working it out from there.
Good. Right.
But it's not South Korea.
No.
Still,
that's crazy.
At this
he
point.
Never made it
well,
there.
At least he's okay.
And we are saying I love you.
Which is the beautiful takeaway from
all
of it.
I mean, Friday really, it produced results in my family.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it? A little sports radio changing a family's life. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And this weekend was absolutely gorgeous. And it was good enough that I was delirious watching our offense, especially yesterday. It felt like they're finally getting close to where they need to be. They are so talented, and now they've finally shown that. 7 of 8. They've won 7 of their last 8 games. 5-1 homestand. 1 game now below 500. And I think we're about to roll, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah?
I think we're about to roll. Think about the fact that that's two out of three wins against the Dodgers. The Dodgers. That is not the Nationals.
No.
That's not something that we sneeze at. How do you feel about this team? I think they're on a mission. I think they're ready to go. I think that all the hurt of the first couple months is now just right in the back of their minds, and they're ready to roll. We saw Trey. He's right. We know Casty's going to roll. We know he's good. Nick Castellanos is really good.
Nick Castellanos is great, arguably.
Alec Bohm back this weekend, not clicking at the plate yet. We know he can do better offensively, and Bryce continues to be dominant. Bryson Stott. It's just masterful watching him stand up there and take. I used to get a little frustrated. Like, why is he taking? He's taking because he's better at this. His eye is so sharp. He's advanced. He's precocious for a guy his age. The bit part guys are helping us. You know, we got Sosa, we got Clemens, who are pitching in, not just contributing, they're helping us win at times. Jose Alvarado was back. He wasn't the best reliever in the league that we saw in the first couple months, but I know he's scary, and I know people don't want to face him. Kimbrel is a stud this year. The location's outstanding. And how about Taijuan Walker?
Taijuan
Walker,
shout out.
He needs more credit for what he's done here. I think this is – Taijuan Walker has changed the way he pitches this year, and it's working so well. He's sort of simplified this process where he's throwing a lot of fastballs and then splitters out the wazoo. I mean, you got 46% of his pitches are splitters. He's locating the fastball, and then the splitter's all he needs. And guys can't hit it. Right now, he has, like, redefined who he is as a pitcher, and I want to give him credit. These last – I think we're – the last 8 games were 6-2 in his starts. The last 2 starts have been wonderful, and it's just a sign. I think it's a sign that the pitchers, the staff, they're picking it up at the right time along with the offense, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, look, the Taijuan Walker thing can't be understated, how massive that is. I mean, this team, we've talked all season long about the starting pitching and how many issues we've had. Not just Taijuan, but how about on Friday, Ranger? 3 straight awesome starts for Ranger. 6 innings, 1 run. Looked awesome yet again against the Dodgers. A big outing for him. Feels like Ranger's just back now, which is massive for this team. And you mentioned yesterday's game. What I liked offensively about yesterday's game is it felt like the first time all season where when the bullpen didn't have it, they just kept scoring runs. Like, each reliever came in, our best guys who've been awesome, you know, no concerns about those guys, come in, give up a run, score more runs. Give up a run, score more runs. And that was something I felt like we haven't seen this year. And then on Friday, they battle back, you know, down 1-0, score, take the lead. Then Strom has the tough inning, gives up the lead, and they walk it off with Schwarber. I think from a way they've been playing, from a resiliency, a battling adversity type of perspective, which is something that was a hallmark of that team last year that we love so much, and they did it obviously in the playoffs as well. I think that was a real positive to see from this weekend, and really from the last, you know, 2 weeks or so that we've seen them battling games, even games they've lost. And look, I think the pitching has been much better. The Nola thing's a concern. We're going to get into that, and we'll get into the whole ejection and the surrounding that. But look, I came in on Friday, and you know, you were there. You're like, they're back. Trust them. This team looks like this team again. And I was hesitant. I was excited about the walk-off the night before, the 5 straight, but I needed to see them handle their business against a good team. And they did that this weekend. You know, Saturday was a tough loss, but those games happened. It got away from him, and that was it. But they won 2 games that were hard-fought, tough wins against a good team. But I will say, and I am back. I'm not saying that I'm not backing on the Phillies. I think they've proven to me that if nothing else, with the third wild card, I know Joe doesn't love it, but with the third wild card, they're going to be in it. I don't think this team has dug a hole that they can't climb out of. I think we're seeing that. But there are still concerns with this team. I mean, they are 13-22 on the road. Let me repeat that. They are 13-22 on the road. And if this were just a one-year kind of anomaly, it wouldn't be that concerning. But this is a team that has struggled on the road the last few years. Really, last season, the first time we kind of saw them turn the road issues thing around. So that's a bit of a concern for me. I need to see them go on the road. We got a massive series starting tonight in Arizona, a four-gamer against the first-place Diamondbacks. So that's a big series. So that's something to keep an eye on. And look, just this consistency. This is the first time we've seen them put together a stretch like this all season long. So I'm hopeful. I'm positive. I am in on the Phillies right now. I believe in them. But I still need to see them. Because look, when we came into the season, I said this on Friday, and it's still true. This season is not about making the playoffs anymore. They did that. We saw them get to the World Series. It's about finishing the job. It's about two more wins. It's about securing a title for this team, that John Middleton said should win multiple titles. So I am hopeful. I am positive on the Phillies, but there are still a few things I need to see before I'm ready to say, all right, we're back to where I believe they would be to start the season.
John Middleton has put so much money, investment, time into this team, and he knows that he hasn't gotten his money's worth yet, and it's about to pick up. You said this is the first time all year we've seen the offense function at this level. I remember it was the first week, I mean, going way back, and this was just try to reset your mind to the way that we felt that first week of the regular season when Trey Turner was still, you know, the WBC was still the most recent production we'd seen from him. We were rolling through the offense where it felt like it was an endless streak of off, you know, hitters at the plate who were going to make it hard on that pitcher. They're going to have that keen eye. They're going to lay off. They're going to force him to throw a lot of pitches. That's what we're getting back to. You know, that constant line of guys moving. We had a double steal yesterday.
I know.
We had Bryce and Trey double stole, and it worked.
Yep.
And then you got Trey on third base, and he's driven home. We manufactured runs. That's what we're doing when we're playing the way we should, and we all know that we've got the talent to do it. It was just a matter of time. And the pitch clock has held some of these pitchers back, Aaron Nola more than most, but we're getting on the right track at the right time.
215-592-9494. Where are you at with the Phillies? Are you ready to say you are fully back in with the Phillies, or you still need to see a little bit more from this team? Also, obviously, a couple more things to get into today. The massive, massive disaster on I-95. We're going to get into that. Obviously, that is going to affect a lot of people listening and a lot of us for apparently months is the word. So we'll get into that coming up. And also a mystery. Enigma, whatever you want to call it on the show today. We have a mystery that needs to be solved because, yes, we know that Joe DeCamera likes to take Fridays and Mondays off and just kind of hang out and listen to the show as he did on Friday, but we don't know where Joe is. We don't know why he took off. So a question that has come up in the middays before is, where in the world is Joe DeCamera? So today, we're going to have to get to the bottom of...
Yeah!
Well, he sneaks around the world from the couch into the bathtub. He's a puzzle time and weasel. Every day he takes work off. The hammer always wins if he works on a Friday. Tell me, where in the world is
Joseph DeCamera?
That is the mystery that we are going to solve today. Shout out to Moshe Kravitz. The single
amazing.
Best thing he has ever done is put that together. So we're going to get into that because there's a lot of rumors, a lot of swirling around. So we're going to get into that next, too. Where in the world is Joseph DeCamera? That's coming up next. I-95, we'll get into that. Plus, coming up next, Richie mentioned it, Trey Turner, the turnaround. Is he back? We're going to look at the numbers since the mechanical adjustment, and we're going to weigh it and decide, do we finally have the $300 million man on this team that we expected to get when the season started? All that and more. It's Richie, it's Seltzer, it's Devin, it's The Morning Show. We'll be right back.